Please be seated. Well, I'm not sure that I have much of a sermon for you this morning, but if you want to see pictures of my new grandson, I am at least prepared for that. For those of you who might not know, this has been quite a week in the Bates household. Lori and I have been in Dallas this week for the birth of our first grandchild. We are thrilled beyond measure, but still wondering how in the world we got old enough to be grandparents. Those of you who have experienced this life transition have already warned us. We've been told what a wonderful time of life this is, how the job description for being a grandparent is way better than the one for being a parent, and how wonderful it is to fall in love again. And every one of those things are true, and even more than I imagined. The world around us just looks a little different now. This week, I'd wake up with a little extra bounce in my step, and then later when the sun would actually come up, the sky seemed a little bluer, the grass a little greener, and the world a little more kind and joyful. That's what happens when you spend some time surrounded by pure and unconditional love. Things that weigh on me didn't seem quite so heavy. I didn't even think once about stewardship and how far we have to go. I spent an entire week without hearing the names Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, and my heart is full and grateful and glad. It's amazing how perspective changes everything. It's amazing how our decisions and how we live our lives are based on how we see. Perspective matters and could so often be more important than our realities. Perspective, sort of like punctuation, makes a vast difference in meaning. But then it was time to come home, and it was time to write a sermon. And I'll admit my heart wasn't in it. I saw our gospel lesson and I knew the drill, the story of Zacchaeus, the wee little man who climbs that sycamore tree. A story that every one of us knows from when we were children, a favorite of any child who maybe feels small or different and wants to believe that, like Zacchaeus, they too can end up being the center of attention. But the truth is, Luke didn't write this story for children. He wrote it for you and for me with such a richness and eloquence that despite how many years it's been since we learned that little song, we can always learn something new from this story. I know what I'm supposed to preach about. This is a story about salvation and what salvation means and how salvation might be dispensed. I'm supposed to point out that Zacchaeus is not just a tax collector, but he's a chief tax collector, which means he's rich and he's probably not known for his integrity. I'm supposed to point out how the verbs are used in this text, that really we can't tell whether Zacchaeus is already a man who does the right thing or if that's his commitment for the future and the reason for all this salvation talk. That's what I'm supposed to do. But again, my heart just wasn't in it. And I found myself focused on a part of the text that I found myself focused on before. Luke writes, he was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. That line matters. Did you catch it? Zacchaeus wanted to know who Jesus was. And that's different than just a clear line of sight. And I realized that as much as anything, this text is about perspective. Zacchaeus wasn't content to see Jesus through the crowd. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus from a different perspective, from an unobstructed view, from a higher angle. And that day, salvation came to his house. He came into the presence of the Messiah, and Christ's real presence came into his household, all because he dared to look for the Christ from a different perspective. Folks, perspective matters. I'm a testament to that this past week. Perspective is one of the only things you and I can truly change. It's up to us. It's like changing the window through which we view the world. It might not change the world, but it changes how we feel about it. It's about continually challenging ourselves to see with new eyes, to see with the eyes of our heart. It's about sometimes forcing ourselves to climb that sycamore tree, to get a different perspective, and from that higher angle be able to see a lot further than from the ground. Sometimes seeing things we might not otherwise see, and sometimes seeing things from a larger frame of reference. And the perspectives that we choose and nurture shape us, for better or worse, into the people we become. So it makes it really, really important to occasionally examine our vantage points critically and be alert to the possibility that we might be seeing things from the wrong place, and open ourselves to the promise that God can transform our ability to see. Perspective matters. Wouldn't it be great if, instead of having a laser focus on the things that divide us, we could have an even more powerful focus on the things that unite us? Wouldn't it be great that instead of seeing and questioning the differences in each other, we could use those differences to grow and learn? Wouldn't it be great if the poor and needy could be seen less through the window of judgment and more through the mirror of empathy? Wouldn't it be great if our most natural human impulse was to build each other up and not tear each other down? Wouldn't it be great if we first sought out the good in another instead of looking for their flaws? Wouldn't it be great if kindness and common courtesy replaced hate in our world? Wouldn't it be great if hope could replace despair when the ebbs and flows of life confront us? Well, it can happen. And it can be as simple as just a change of perspective. It won't be perfect because we're human. And on this side of heaven, our sight will always be impaired. But speaking as one whose life was changed this week, as I allowed myself to see all that is through the beautiful blue eyes of a little boy named Bradford, that whether it takes a life event or a lot of effort, a change in perspective can make all the difference in the world. Lori is still in Dallas, basking in the joy of the world of grandparenthood, but she called Friday night and her stepfather had died. His health had been declining for the last couple of years, but his death wasn't expected. He's been a part of our life for over 30 years, and we will miss him deeply. But in a week where we've welcomed new life and now are forced to say goodbye to someone we love, I'm reminded that life really is short. And perspective isn't just something we use to empower us and bring us joy. Perspective is just as important, and maybe more so, when it comes to the challenges of life. Perspective enables us to look beyond the pain to the hope of new and unending life, to the very promise of our faith. It's a perspective of gratitude for what we've been given but no longer have. Perspective matters. Because you see, climbing that sycamore tree doesn't compromise who we are, and it doesn't make us any less right when we climb back down. And it really doesn't change the things that need changing in our world. But it changes us. And it is always, always, it makes us better and more whole for the experience. Because in that experience, we most purely come to know that our God is bigger and more encompassing than anything that could ever separate us. And if we never dare climb that sycamore tree, then we have no business calling ourselves a community of faith. For it's in that different place, with a different perspective, that we find most fully moments of God's grace and his presence among us. And it embodies the promise that anyone who desires to see Jesus will. And more than that, Anyone who desires to see Jesus will in turn be seen by him, no matter who you are and no matter where you are. Wouldn't that be great? Trust me, it can be. God love you. Amen.